realms of Senith.
Mord, probably need to have you help her at some point with Monk, because I have no idea how to build one.
Okay. Well, you punch things.
Yeah, I did put the punch thing on there.
And then you kick things.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put that on there. All right, so we're starting off at the palace. Did I give the link to the Dyson Info channel? I did. So you guys approach the palace entrance, and Nathaniel Higgins, who I believe you briefly met him before you guys went on your first adventure anyway, he lets you know that the king plans to meet tomorrow afternoon and that you guys have the whole evening to yourselves.
So we've been traveling all day to get here?
Yeah, you guys just arrived to the city, back to Elkwood.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to going to our rooms.
All right, Nathaniel gestures for you to follow him.
Erevan will spend in the library.
Nathaniel says, I can show you to the library. What were you going to say, Master Mord?
Well, I just wanted to address my traveling companions. I feel like I haven't been myself for a little while.
Do you need a moment?
No, I think I'm fine now. But I think, like, you know, when we were in the what I will tentatively call a future Mordville, I don't believe I was really myself.
Your voice was quite different as well.
I think I was just overwhelmed by the sheer amount of undead mummies, maybe. That's all.
As opposed to mummies that are alive?
No, undead and mummies. Mummies are a whole other level of undead.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, huh?
The cards look at each other from behind Nathaniel.
That's all. We can go to now.
Okay, this way. So as Nathaniel leads you into the hallway, the main corridor here, you guys see that this corridor has changed since the last time you were here. A lot of the columns have been knocked down and look like they're being replaced. The textures on the main corridor's floor has started to be replaced as well. But as you guys approach the court here, you guys hear some footsteps quickly pattering towards the door. And the door busts open and you guys see Vince pop out.
Is Vince the bard?
No, Vince is the king.
Oh, totally outpaced. They're cousins.
Ah, the adventurers. Reuben has told me of your exploits already against the bandits.
I bow.
Erevan will bow as well.
I also bow.
You must tell me. I saw the contraption that was brought here.
Oh.
I was told that a goblin had built this?
I don't think a goblin built it, but it was piloting it. And that is the tip of the iceberg, Your Highness. Untapped potential is all I'll say. Just untapped potential.
Master Erevan, you look like you have some books there.
Don't I always?
Oh, but those have dwarven titles on them. Oh, I'm excited. So you guys did find, you found the city. You guys found Baindur, right?
Mordville? I mean, yeah, Baindur.
Nathaniel, I'll escort them.
What an honor.
Where are you going?
To my quarters.
A lot of renovations, as you can see.
Don't we have to introduce?
Oh, I believe she's over this way.
Am I just jumping in here?
You will be in a moment. I gotta figure out where the hell did I put you. Oh, there you are. So he quickly paces straight down the hallway to the east.
It's hard to keep up with such stubby legs.
As you approach this intersection, you can hear some arguing. You're fairly certain that Amir is one of the voices that you hear. But the king leads you on past that. He leads you into this courtyard, which is also, as you can tell, under construction. There's gardeners still planting more flowers. And he says, well, as promised, I'm working on more trees. And he points down to the south. You guys can see, not Alanis. Yeah, Alanis, the druid from the first session. See her down there directing some gardeners and working on the area here. He says, but of course, this right here, I would like to introduce to you, Olita.
I'm an Outlander monk. Much of a work in progress.
An adventurer in her own right. I personally think she'd be a great addition to your company.
You haven't been wrong so far. Hi, I'm Mord. Mord's a gnome, so he's like 3 foot tall, probably. Maybe 3'5" if he's wearing heels. Got a bunch of gadgets all around him. Tinkers on a lot of things. He has a little mechanical spider that crawls around his gear and stuff.
Cool.
And a businessman. He's the master of this royal store. You've met the king maybe once, but he's about as young as you are.
These are my two traveling companions. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Diamond. I'm a cat girl. Weird. Hi.
Erevan walks up to her, holds out his hand. I'm Erevan Liadon. Pleasure. He's a half elf. He has mostly some fine clothing on, some light armor, a chain shirt with a coat over it. Other than that, just some books, I guess.
Okay. Offer you a handshake back, some fist bumps all around.
And Your Highness, you should be interested to meet Vidania. She's one of the Onyx Elf that tend the, was it the grove outside of the Bainder, right? Is it a grove or is it? All right, now D&D with yourself.
Yeah, so that goes very quickly. He's... We're not gonna like sit here and listen to me D&D with myself.
I love it. You should do it.
Vince looks, he's all smiles. Diamond, I'm sure you probably want to make sure everything's up to your standards.
It's gotta follow the druid code. Everything's gotta be up to code.
Yeah. Everything must be 5 feet. Yeah. Vince, of course, follows you. The master gardener, you can speak to him. And add any ideas you might have or any suggestions if you would like to participate in the plantings. Oh, and this is not going to be the end of the efforts, of course. We're going to be redoing the entire garden outside.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I love this.
Unfortunately, Erevan, the royal record. Oh, and he turns to Alita and says, he's also the master of the royal record, he says, pointing at Erevan.
Lucky me.
Oh, lucky me. I thought you said, what do you mean?
That sounds like a lot of paperwork. No, I didn't agree to this.
The Royal Record is also under renovations. That's one of my priorities as well, of course. And he gets to here and he says, Diamond, would you like to see your new quarters?
Sure.
Oh, that was not at all what I meant to do. There we go. So he opens the door and it does not show you the entire south part there. Instead, just shows you this room. And he says, so yes, of course, here is your bedroom area. And then over here is where you can plan your adventures. Your quarters, you might want to sit in the chair behind the desk. It looks like they brought you some bananas.
Aw, man, no mangoes.
I'll get some mangoes for you. Oh, also, you have a day bed there. And we put some clovers on your bed as well. Oh, there's fruit over here. Actually, there's a mango right here.
This man is very energetic.
What's with all the energy?
Yeah, he's pretty excited to have an adventuring party. He got some hints of that when he was forming you guys up as an adventuring party, right? And giving you guys titles. But this is probably the first time you've actually had any time with him. You find him to be far more excited to be around you instead of just sitting from a throne and talking to you from there and making decrees and stuff. So yeah, he's pretty excited. But is that something you actually ask him directly?
No, I think I'm just going to keep it to myself.
So they wanted to put catnip in here. I told him not to. I said, that's a little bit too much on the nose. And he kind of smiles awkwardly. He's like, was that the right thing to do? Or would you actually want catnip in here?
Fine either way.
I'm pretty sure there's some that'll be growing in the garden. I'll let you do your druid thing in here. And he kind of leaves.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, no, it's fine. He says, at this door here, he stops and says, this is, well, right now, this is kind of like the only entrance to the Royal Library, but we'll be adding some more doors in the main corridor soon once the renovations are done.
It's a lot of books.
You see a robed figure come out. Yes, this is Don Burrell. The figure nods to you guys, doesn't say anything himself. You took his job.
Sorry?
He says, well, I guess this is your station over here. You can put your books here. I lit this light for you.
Why, thank you.
He goes back to, like, I'm packing up books and getting ready to move. The king says, okay, this is a bit awkward. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, we're adventuring a lot. Don't you need, like, somebody to take over duties while you're not here?
Yeah, I mean, why can't he stay as, I don't know, my assistant or something? He can run the place when I'm not here.
Your staff is yours to choose. Maybe you'd like to tell him the good news.
Well, I suppose before we move on to the next room, I'll tell him the good news.
He looks absolutely not thrilled. Nevertheless, he says, well, thanks.
All right, next room.
This is where things get a little embarrassing for us. We've only been working on this for 2 days now. I did that wrong, but that might be okay. That's not okay.
Your Majesty is most humble.
Mm-hmm. He says, this is the private officer's corridor. Mort, this will be not your room.
Huh. Okay. The buildup. This will be not my room. Okay.
He's like, but this one will be your room.
All I need is a bed.
We'll, of course, furnish this room. We're going to put new flooring in.
And what kind of floor is it now? Like a cobblestone or?
Yeah, this is like the foundation stone that's down. And they're going to put down a new subfloor and stuff.
I mean, it actually fits me quite well. If I do any kind of work in here, I'm just going to ruin any kind of flooring you put in anyway.
Those are just your quarters.
All right.
He swings open a double door here. Or it's not a double door. He's like, this will be a double door eventually. This will be your workshop.
It's huge.
Your little goblin machine's in here. And you see a dwarf kind of digging through the parts and assembling it.
Who's this?
Droden Thudtoe.
Well met, Droden.
How do you do?
Hello there.
This is quite the contraption you guys have managed to find.
No, isn't it great?
This is a lovely piece of dwarven machinery. He's like wiping grease off his hands as he's walking towards you.
Didn't I keep the crystal on me?
Yeah, I believe you did.
But the real prize is this, and I pull it out.
I've never personally seen a contraption like this, but I've definitely heard stories of them.
It seemed to power the whole suit.
Well, if the stories are to be believed, I'm going to guess you're the person I can get this thing running. Going to be something of a job.
Agreed.
What exactly do you have in mind for this machine?
I don't know. Maybe we can figure it out together, but I think there's a good place to get materials. Bainder.
Vin says, I absolutely agree.
So you'd be working here for a while?
I've been hired on as your assistant.
You demand, but I prefer partners. And I shake his greasy hand.
That's a fist bump.
I'll send things that I find back to you so you can tinker around with them.
It is actually time for me to retire to my quarters as well. I've managed to escape from a meeting.
Well, glad that we can let you escape just for a moment.
As he passes you, Alita, he says, you are very generous. And he heads back to the royal area. So you find yourself in a large workshop, mostly filled with metal parts, dwarven ruins, and your machine you brought in.
Nice. There's so much room for activities. Forgot my assistant's name or my partner's name.
Thudtoe.
Yeah. So we all have quarters here?
You should, including Alita.
I think it's time Mord went to sleep.
Aravon, you said you're going to spend most of your time in the library?
Yep. Though I also want to check with, like, the blacksmith or whatever royal blacksmith there is and have him check out the gems and the mithril I found.
All right, so you're going to look around for the blacksmith?
Yep.
Roll for me an investigation check.
That would be an 18.
He's in the green room. I'll kind of mark where you need to go. Can you see my marker?
Not immediately. Oh, I see.
So this, when you go into the green room, you find Brorin Ice Bellows. He's the Lord Carpenter of the palace. He also does much of the metalwork here.
I'll just introduce myself to him, show him the gems and the mithril.
He says, oh, this is fine metal. How much of this do you have?
I believe you said there's like 3 pounds of the mithril or something like that.
And what is it you're looking to build with this?
Depends on what I can build with it.
Well, anything you want. And he bows. I am Broronice Bellows, the best cold forge blacksmith in 3 regions.
That sounds pretty impressive.
Let me know what you want built with it.
There's a bit of research I want to do. I did also find these gems. They do seem to be inside of, you know, some sort of like stone or rock. Is it possible for you to, you know, get them out pretty much?
I can get these out. Not a problem. Just put them up here on the desk.
I'll put them up there.
How deep are your pockets?
I suppose they're very deep.
Well, fair enough. I will have these gems returned to you. Do you want anything special done with them, or do you just want them as soon as they're out?
I'll just take them as soon as they're out, and I'll think on anything special that we can do with them.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
That'll be all for now. Thank you for your time. I'll head to the library then.
in the south part of that library, the red room, you still hear arguing from Amir and somebody else. But assuming you just leave them to their business.
I want to go find Amir, though.
I was actually going to say, I'll probably investigate.
You and Diamond enter the room. You can see Amir standing on a chair, yelling at a very tall human who is himself very well dressed. As soon as you walk in, you catch Amir in the middle of saying, "Black! I want black backpacks! That's going to be the primary color of our adventuring clan."
So he wants black packs.
Hey, I'm done with black packs.
See? Get on it! M'lady bows. "Master?" And he bows to Erevan. Grabs some black cloth and leaves to the south there. And Amir jumps down and says, "Diamond, Erevan, you've made it."
"We totally did. We told you we'd come back."
Where's Morid?
"He's doing Morid things.
Somewhere fantasizing about junk."
"Do you think this will fit him?" "He's over there fantasizing about junk, you say that?"
"Yeah."
Okay. Amir laughs. He's like, "Do you think this will fit him, though?" And he pulls out like a backpack. It's kind of small. It would fit me, but that's all I had to size with. I thought it'd be weird if I started measuring you guys while you slept at the camp, you know?
If it doesn't fit him, we can use it for you. We can make another for him. And we can measure him when he is fully conscious, all right?"
Yes, of course. Yes. "So this is a nice loom. Look at this. We can build anything that's out of cloth anyway from this. Do you guys want to build some adventuring suits?"
"Sure, why not?"
"I'll stick with what I have for now."
"I ain't got nothing, so."
"Do you guys want cloaks?"
"Cloaks sounds cool."
"Yes, cloaks."
"We can do that. We just need to work on an emblem or something for your adventuring. A logo."
"Sounds like a later thing."
"Oh, but you need to brand immediately. You need to get your guys' name out there."
"Well, why don't you come up with some ideas and we'll see what we think. But where's the instrument that you picked up in Moridville, in the Dwarven City?"
"Oh, I already gave it to the guy. I'm assuming you wanted to give it to Reuben. I'm whispering his name so I don't summon him." "He's like a demon."
"He is a demon.
I'm sure we've faced worse."
"If you really want to know where the instrument is, it's up in purple. I'm going to go find quarters, which are not in the palace, by the way. If you can work something out where I get quarters here, that'd be great."
"I'll be sure to talk to the king."
"You can sleep in my room. I'm probably going to climb the tree anyway."
"Wait, should we put a tree in your room?"
"What?
You want to sleep in a tree, right?"
"Yeah."
"These guys are great. They can build whatever. They can build like a tree room. Anyways, sleep on it. I'm going to go sleep on your daybed."
"That's what druids do, man. They sleep in trees."
"All right. So, yeah, you guys get the... Whoa, are you going somewhere?" "Oh, you're going... Yeah, you can go meet Reuben if you want."
"I'll go meet him. I want to make peace with him, try and resolve whatever beef we may have started. That's been my plan since, like, pretty much the first session is try and make peace with this guy." "Amir said he gave him the loot or whatever already?"
"Yep, that's what's sitting down there by the harp near him, actually."
"That's cool."
So Reuben is standing over there looking at a painting. He's got a canvas up and he's just, you know, going to town on it. Looks like Bob Ross or something. From where you're standing, he actually looks like he's quite adept at landscaping. He's doing all the proper strokes, making all the trees. And as the door creaks open wider, you see him look in your direction and he says, Erevan, Master of the Royal Record."
"Indeed, that is me."
"How may I help you?"
"I just thought I'd come and say hello, be friendly, and resolve any conflict that may have started."
"Well, I've had plenty of time to reflect. I'm pretty certain from the stories I've heard that your nights were not so peaceful. Undead? Mummies?
Oh, yeah. Fun times.
Please, come on in. You don't have to stand out in the lobby.
I'll step in then.
It's a trap.
He stabs. No, just kidding. So he does have a desk in here near a window with several liquors and like exotic alcohols and stuff. And he starts pouring himself a drink and turns to you. Want anything?
Erevan will say no, but I do want to just be kind of ready for anything this guy might try and throw at me. I'm not gonna like keep my hand over my weapon or anything, but I'm just gonna try and be as prepared as possible.
Surely you'll accept my apologies for my part in the whole ordeal, for my behavior. After some reflection and talking to my cousin, I came to realize that I was the one completely in the wrong. It is like Morad said. The king gave a directive, and you guys did what you had to get it done. Even if it meant casting spells on me, he kind of shrugs.
I did feel bad that we kind of damaged your loot in the process, which is why I was thinking of you when I found, what was it called, the thing that we found in the ruins?
Oh, that was a loot.
Okay, so he replaced his loot with another loot. Good.
Hmm. Yeah, he says, I do appreciate it. And that's not the only thing you guys gifted to me. He points out the wood collected as well from the goblin lair, from the chests. And he says, and I can make some more instruments from this. I think that you've gone above and beyond.
Well, that's good. I'm gonna do an insight and see if this is like genuine. 15 on the insight.
He seems to you bitter in some of the inflections, but you're not getting any sense that he's definitely not as mad as he was when you guys parted ways.
Well, wounds do heal with time.
If only Lutz did as well.
Well, at least he got a new one.
That I did indeed. Cheers.
And now I'm finally going to go to the library.
I'm assuming there's no more business for people. As the morning comes, you guys can hear the bells and the towers nearby. Do you stay the whole night in the library, Erevan?
I eventually get some rest at some point.
Okay. All right, Mord, you get a knock at the door of your... It sounds so loud because there's nothing to absorb the sound. It's just like one hell of a knock. It sounds like someone's banging at your door. Wait, is he still there? Are you back, Morad?
What? Huh? What? Huh?
So, yeah, you can hear Alita yelling from down the corridor, and Nathaniel's just standing.
Who is it?
Nathaniel, sir.
Oh, is it morning?
Yes, it is.
Did I oversleep?
I was just coming to make sure that you're awake and available for breakfast.
Yeah, let me put some pants on.
Breakfast will be at the East Dining Room.
East Dining Room. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be joined by the Earl Marshal.
Oh, Earl of Marshall.
Sir, just Earl Marshal.
Earl Marshal.
Mm-hmm. I shall go wake your companions as well.
Okay. Mord will put pants on.
To the dining room then.
Oh, hello. How'd you get to sleep?
Slept all right. How about you?
I think I slept the best I've slept in a while, actually. It's like I slid right in the comfort zone.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I'm pretty sure the Master of Cloth would be delighted.
Speaking of cloth, did anybody catch up with Amir?
Oh, he's in my room.
Well, he should definitely join us. He's one of us, after all.
Oh, I'll go get Amir, wake up!
There's like this god-awful snoring from the daybed. You can see him slobbering on the side of it. Ah! Ah, Diamond! Oh, what's happening?
Come to breakfast.
Oh, I'm on the way. Nathaniel goes into the kitchen here, and you guys can hear several cooks in there. They're making all kinds of food. And after a bit, the door to the south there opens, and a halfling walks out and sits at the table at the end there, opposite of Amir. He's an older halfling wearing some of his armor.
I stand up when he comes in.
He says, sit down, Master Mord. He pulls out some papers and sits them down on the table and grabs some food and starts mowing down a bit. He says, by the way, I don't know if I introduced myself. I'm Harry Fox.
I mean, with a good shave.
He stares, and then from the hallway, you hear a chuckle.
Not much of a sense of humor. Nice to meet you, sir.
Just early. I'm sure that was hilarious. Try it again in the afternoon, okay?
Sure.
Lady Diamond, as the king has promised, You sent a contingent of soldiers to look into your forest. It looks like they found the source of the plague.
So what's the source?
That's all we got, is that they found what it was, and that's it. Shrugs and sits back. That's where the letter ends, and he pushes a scroll towards Morin, indicating to hand it to Diamond.
Oh, sorry for the bacon grease here.
I hand Morin a napkin.
He looks at you and then wipes his hands on his pants and said, that's what pants are for.
Right.
We're trying to decide if we want to send more people towards Aerofort or towards Baindur. The king thinks that we can handle sending people to both areas. I'm hoping I can convince you to, especially since this is your forest, Diamond, to let us focus just on the east. This seems like a bigger threat to the kingdom. Some of the descriptions are pretty horrific of the creatures that are coming from there. Changed fae beings, trees that are now eating people.
Sounds dangerous.
Zombies are sounding and mummies are sounding more appealing by the minute.
The Harry Fox actually laughs at that.
Got him.
If I could add to your joke, I don't think the mummies are going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, they're all wrapped up. So your homeland's full of plague, huh?
A tar. That's the last description of what they were finding. There's a tar that's going through the forest, and when it touches fae creatures, it turns them into abominations.
Aren't gnomes fae creatures? Out of character?
I don't think so. I thought they were humanoid.
Like fae touched or something? Don't they have like magic?
You might have fae ancestry like elves do. And half elves.
So, are we going to become abominations?
Sounds fun. Mummies and skeletons are indeed sounding very appealing right now.
You guys are saying this at the table out loud to each other over your eggs?
I'm really trying to gauge Diamond's reaction because obviously Mord wants to go back to Baindur, right? But he wants to see how Diamond's responding to see if we really need to go to her homeland first. So he keeps making jokes and things to gauge her reaction.
Diamond, as you're going through this letter, you're seeing that a lot of your forest has already been consumed by this tar.
She's probably crying. Just crying.
Oh.
So Mark's sitting there making jokes.
Oh, he looks down at his breakfast and feels bad.
You should give her a piece of bacon. I'm sure that'll make her happy.
He slides bacon towards you?
That was a joke. Don't do that.
Oh.
She side-eyes it.
I can hear everyone laughing in the other room.
Diamond, do you need our help with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mordville can wait. And he cries a little bit.
A twinkle comes and a bunch of shiny lights by the chair. And a fairy pops out. And she says, Rabies? Rabies. And it's like the twinkles happen again.
Rabies.
The fairy's face has like vegetables all over it. Looks like she's been stealing stuff from the table. Erevan, your plate is a little emptier than you remember.
Friend of yours, Erevan?
Maybe.
No, I'm a friend of Diamond's.
Oh, friend of yours, Diamond?
Then why are you stealing my food? Go steal from your friend. Because friends share food.
Diamond, tell him I'm your friend. Otherwise, they're going to attack me.
Raby, what are you doing here?
I'm in charge of the garden now.
Wow, that's amazing. But, like, what's going on?
The forest kind of got a little not for Raby. So I figured I'd not be in the forest then.
It's not for Raby anymore?
So much death in the forest.
Hey, Amir, do you want to go to Death Forest?
No.
Will you go to Death Forest?
I think we should leave Raby here. But yeah, I mean, okay. Will you wear this backpack?
Will it fit?
Yeah.
I should wear it. I use the napkin Diamond gave me. And I go over and try on the backpack.
It fits you pretty good.
Yeah.
You notice it starts tightening on its own onto you.
Damn. This is next level, Amir.
Yeah, well, I had to carry a lot of stuff back, you know? So I needed something.
No, this is awesome. You are truly talented, my friend.
Yeah, okay. And then he throws some bacon at the fairy and it goes away.
Another talent, apparently.
Sorry, Diamond.
So who is your friend, Diamond?
Yeah, she's a fairy from the forest.
Yeah, any reason? I mean, other than the forest is not for Raby?
The forest is... from these letters, it looks like it's die.
Well, we should probably go then, huh?
Yeah.
We've been seeing a lot of fae creatures. This one said it knew you, so yeah, we did put it in charge of some of the garden work. It's been pretty good, but not so many fae that are leaving the forest are as fortunate as this one, or as social. We need to not have all these fae creatures fleeing into our lands and then causing trouble for themselves and for the people. That's why I feel like the mummies in Baindur, they're pretty much just staying there. Can I count you in on my side for this argument to the king?
Yeah. Erevan, if you could do some research about plagues and strange fae twisting tar, Alita and I can go with Harry Fox here and talk to the king. And if you can get, and Diamond, if you can get any information out of your fairy friend about anything about that tar or anything that we might be facing, that'd be helpful.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I plan to talk to her.
I'm going to go check on the rest of the clothing. I don't know when we're leaving, so I better get that done immediately.
Probably pretty soon, Amir. And thank you.
Well, thanks for the bacon.
All right. Well, Harry Fox, shall we go find the king?
He'll lead you to the main corridor to meet the king.
As they do on a certain show, I'm going to put some pocket bacon in my pocket.
What show is that?
The Critical Role guys do that all the time.
Okay.
They're really bad telling jokes and then looking over it and Diamond was crying the whole time. I'm just eating bacon.
And probably the funniest part is that they're literally eating a dead pig in front of her.
Oh, is she a vegan?
You would think so. Because she's a Druid, you know, and Druids are all about animals and nature.
Well, I mean, there's carnivores in nature.
Makes sense.
Erevan, you're going to stay in the library?
Yep, doing some research on anything I can find about this kind of plague or the tar or whatever.
I'm in the garden looking for my fairy friend.
Roll a perception check on Diamond.
21.
Okay, so you find a little piece of paper with some writing on there in Sylvan, which I think you know how to speak.
Yeah, I know how to speak that.
Just sticking out of a rock by the tree.
Can I pick it up and read it?
It says, I have 88 keys, yet I can't open a door. What am I?
A piano?
The paper disappears from your hand, and you see some footprints on the ground that leads out into the garden.
I follow them.
You follow them out onto a dirt path that leads into like a fountain area that's outside, much, much larger. But you see a lot of stonemasons around that are rebuilding it, removing stones and actually removing the statues from the area. But by the hedges that are still there at the moment, you see another piece of paper also written in Sylvan.
I pick it up and read it.
This one says, what stands on one leg with its heart on its head, or with its heart in its head? Let me say that again because I messed it up pretty bad. What stands on one leg with its heart in its head?
What?
Did I say it wrong? What stands on one leg with its heart in its head?
I ain't got no fucking clue, honestly. Someone help.
Do you try to go get help?
Yes.
All right. As you start walking from the area, the paper parchment disappears from your hand.
Fairy.
And then from the hedge, you hear some giggling.
I go over to where I hear the giggling.
You peek into the hedge area and move some of the branches around. You don't actually see anything over here. As you turn around, you see another piece of parchment, but this one's just floating in the air by you.
I grab it.
This one says, last chance. It is the beginning of eternity. the end of time and space, the beginning of the end, and the end of every space. What is it?
What does it say again?
It is the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space, the beginning of the end, and the end of every space. What is it?
Everything?
The parchment disappears from your hand. You feel something on your shoulder. It's like a tapping.
I turn to look who's tapping me.
And you see Raby just floating near you. She's like, everything. Everything. It's so fun to play again.
It is fun. Listen, what's going on back home?
I thought you'd be pissed to see me.
Why would I be mad?
Remember that time I stole all your food?
Yeah, you do that sometimes.
Well, until next time?
You want to tell me what's going on at home?
You see her look really sad, and she says, I don't really want to talk about it.
Not even just a little bit.
Well, you saw what was going on, didn't you? That's why you came here.
Yeah, but it was just starting. It seems much worse than it was when I left.
I think we pissed the elves off. I think they're very angry.
What could we have done to make the elves so mad?
Well, I'm not sure. Actually, I'm just blaming them because I don't really know who else to blame. But I did see an elf. She was by your tree.
What was she doing?
Well, she was talking to it.
What were they talking about?
Well, she was talking about you.
Do you remember anything specific that they said about me?
She just wanted to know why it was protecting you.
Oh.
That's all I know. Well, other than then she killed the tree?
What?
Or she tried to.
What do you mean she tried to?
She tried to cast a spell on it. It was a really powerful spell. And the tar was coming. But I think the tree might be stronger than her. But you know it didn't want to hurt her.
Wait, what? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you, I think the elves are mad.
Well, it sounds like I need to go home. Figure this out.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to talk about this.
It's okay.
Do you want some bacon? No, me neither.
Actually.
It's a circle of life.
I think the tree will be okay. It must be the only safe spot really left in the whole forest.
I hope at least the tree is safe.
Are you going to protect it?
I'm going to try my damnedest.
I heard tell from the other fairies that they've seen her before. She's an old spirit, the elf.
What do they say about her besides it?
They say she's really upset with every elven god.
Why?
She doesn't think that they deserve the elf's devotion anymore. Mm-hmm. So she wants to get rid of all of the fey forest. Because this is where the elves came from. You probably shouldn't tell a lot of people that. But you should just know that she's very angry.
Good to know.
I also heard she lives in Brogaine. Bye! And then she disappears.
Brogaine?
Bros and gains.
I guess the first date was the only date.
Yeah, no kidding. She takes you on a date only to try to kill your tree.
So, Vince comes out of the stairwell here. Yeah, there's a big line behind him, right? But, you know, he shuts the door.
Well, that's one way to get rid of that procession. I say, bowing to the king.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you had people... never mind. Morning, Your Highness.
Harry Fox bows to him. Earl Marshall. So I'm going to guess that you have convinced Morad not to go to Baindir.
I think it was the tears of our druid friend that really convinced me. The forest is very special to Diamond, and it's not doing well. And as everybody points out, the mummies aren't going anywhere.
As promised, we will protect her forest. Baindir will have to wait.
We do need to go back, because that place...
Awesome. Did you still have that lever on you, Morin, from the kobold?
Uh-huh.
You feel that lever... jiggle a little bit in your wherever you're holding it. Where are you holding it? Well, it jiggles.
Well, if it's jiggling.
All right. Well, and then oh,
is this the first time that it jiggled like that?
Yeah, it is. A mouth appears in front of you, and it starts speaking to you. The key that is in your possession has been reported stolen. Please report to the temple for incarceration.
This is problematic.
And I think that's where we can end it. Was this fun for people, or was this a little bit too much running around the palace?
It was fine.
Yeah, they don't have to be all combat sessions.
All right, one of the things you guys can do as well is let me know. Like, I'll for Diamond, they'll actually put a tree in there for you if you want.
I do, kind of.
All right. Yeah, this is kind of your guys' home base now. This is your palace, too, at this point. Pretty much the only place that's off limits is actually that stairwell, because that goes to the Queen Mother's chambers. Well, and also the King's chambers. So, yeah, we'll have to fill up your rooms with stuff. You can assemble it how you want it.
All right.